Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 475. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. When you hear the word stress, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Do you associate it with work, money, or relationship issues? Or maybe you think of sickness or health problems. Stress can be caused by so many things, and it's a common experience for everyone. Most people view it as harmful. But what if I told you that it can actually have some positive effects? In her inspiring TED Talk, How to Make Stress Your Friend, Kelly McGonigal explains how stress can actually make us stronger, smarter, and happier, as long as we learn to embrace it. ストレスと聞いて、まず何を思い浮かべますか？仕事やお金、人間関係の問題を連想しますか？あるいは、病気や健康問題を思い浮かべるでしょうか？ストレスの原因は実に様々で、誰にとっても共通の経験でしょう。ほとんどの人はストレスを有害だと考えていますが、実はプラスの効果もあると言ったらどうでしょう。ケリー・マクゴニガルのテッドトーク、ストレスを友達にする方法は、ストレスを受け入れることを学びさえすれば、ストレスが実際に私たちを強く、賢く、幸せにしてくれることを説明しています。In her TED Talk, Kelly McGonigal talks about stress in a whole new way. She shows us how it can be beneficial instead of just harmful.According to her research, stress can only have negative effects on you if you believe it to be so. She even cited a study that found people who experienced high levels of stress but didn't view it as harmful actually had a lower risk of dying compared to those who experienced less stress. Isn't that fascinating? It's not the stress itself that's bad for you. It's our beliefs about stress that can affect our health.ケリー・マクゴニガルはテッドトークの中でストレスについて全く新しい方法で語っていて、彼女はそれが単に害になるのではなく、いかに有益になり得るか教えてくれます。彼女の研究によると、ストレスがあなたに悪影響を及ぼすのは、あなたがそう思い込んでいる場合だけなのです。彼女は高レベルのストレスを経験しながらも、それを有害だと考えていない人は、ストレスが少ない人に比べて死亡リスクが低いという研究結果をシェアしました。それってすごいと思いませんか？体に悪いのはストレスそのものではなく、ストレスに対する私たちの考え方が健康に影響を与えるのです。According to Kelly McGonigal, stress is a natural response that helps us prepare to tackle challenges. It's like our body's way of getting more energized to handle difficult tasks or situations.And have you ever heard of eustress? It's a type of stress that's actually good for us. We experience eustress when we encounter changes, try new things, or have new experiences, like starting a new job, giving a presentation, going on a date, or traveling. Eustress is all about excitement and challenge, and it makes us feel positive and motivated.ケリー・マクゴニガルによると、ストレスは私たちが困難に立ち向かう準備をするための自然な反応だそうです。困難な仕事や状況に対処するために、私たちの体がより活力を得るための方法なのです。また、ユーストレスという言葉を聞いたことがありますか？ストレスの一種で、実は私たちにとっていいものです。新しい仕事を始めたり、プレゼンをしたり、デートをしたり、旅行したりするときにユーストレスを感じます。ユーストレスとは興奮とチャレンジのことで、私たちを前向きでやる気のある気分にさせてくれます。The opposite of eustress is called distress. It's the feeling we get when we lose our jobs, go through a breakup, or mess up our presentation. Although distress is seen as quote-unquote bad stress, it can still be transformed into good stress. you can think of difficult times as opportunities for growth and learning. The most important thing is how you perceive stress. If you believe stress is harmful, it will be. But if you think stress is beneficial, it can help you. So the next time you feel stressed, just remind yourself that it's your body's way of preparing you to face this challenge. ストレスの反対はディストレスと呼ばれます。仕事を失ったり、失恋を経験したり、プレゼンに失敗した時に感じる感覚です。ディストレスは悪いストレスとみなされますが、それでもいいストレスに変えることはできます。困難な時期を成長と学びの機会だと考えればいいのです。最も大切なのは、ストレスをどう受け止めるかです。ストレスは有害だと思えば、有害になりますが、ストレスを有益なものだと思えば、ストレスはあなたを助けてくれます。なので、今度ストレスを感じたら、それはこの困難に立ち向かうための体の準備なのだと自分に言い聞かせてみましょう。今日のエピソードに入る前にお知らせがあります。大人気書籍、万能英会話フレーズ101の姉妹編、発展英会話フレーズ101がついに登場です。今回のテーマは、初級者から上級者まで多くの学習者にとっての壁であるネイティブ同士の会話の理解です。英会話の先生や仲のいい同僚との会話はある程度理解できるのに、ネイティブ同士の会話になるとさっぱりわからない。そんな経験ありませんか？解決の鍵は、ネイティブ同士がよく使う口語表現を理解することにあります。この書籍では、ネイティブの日常会話やリアルなシチュエーションで使われるフレーズを厳選し、わかりやすく解説しています。ネイティブとの会話に自信を持ちたい方や、アメリカのテレビ番組や映画の内容をより深く理解したい方にはぜひ手に取っていただきたい一冊です。発展英会話フレーズ101は3月22日に発売予定ですが、現在 Amazon Japan で予約受付中です。発売までまだ数週間ありますが、ぜひご予約ください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. At what age did you move out of your parents' house? In today's conversation, Philip and Maria talk about when they moved out of their parents' homes and when most young people in the US and Australia tend to leave the nest. Let's listen and find out more about this topic.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんは何歳で実家を出ましたか？今日の会話では、フィリップとマリアがいつ実家を出たのか、また、アメリカやオーストラリアの若者はいつ巣立つことが多いのかについて話します。二人の話を聞いて、実家を出る文化について学びましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one.What age was Maria when she moved out of her parents' home?
マリアが実家を出たのは何歳の時ですか?
Number 2. According to Maria, how do most college students in America pay for the housing fees while in college?
マリアによると、アメリカのほとんどの大学生は在学中にどのように家賃を支払っていますか?
Number 3. According to Philip,Why don't most college students in Australia move out of their parents' homes until they're 21?
フィリップの話によると、なぜオーストラリアではほとんどの大学生は21歳になるまで実家を出ないのでしょうか?
Live conversation.
Alright, so, what age did you move out of your parents' house? And what do you think is the average for people moving out of their house?
I moved out of my house as soon as I graduated, so I was 18 years old. Sometimes students will stay for the summer until university starts in August, and then they'll move to whatever university town that their school is in. I don't know many people when I was graduating that stayed at home past 18. Most people wanted to get out, and they had a liable reason to leave. Usually universities, you choose a university that's not based in your city. People who are 18, after they graduate, they kind of want to go and experience something new. I think it has shifted more recently in the more recent years, the younger generation, I feel like, is staying at home longer. But that's just my opinion. I have no factual knowledge of that, but just to save money.Because it's not really financially stable. So when you go move out, you don't have a huge savings account that you saved up for that moment. Usually you are either taking student loans out to pay for your on-site dorms that people stay in university their freshman year, or students are working while they're in university to pay for their housing. And that starts to create a lot of conflicts if you're working and in school your freshman year. So I think the younger generation is staying home with the parents a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's very similar here too. I mean, I moved out after graduation, so 21, of university. I think in Australia it's different because since our capital cities are the only ones that have the universities, most people live where they were born and don't really go to another state to go to university because it's too far away. So most people stay at home until they graduate university, which will be in their local area, get a job, and then move out, like what you were saying before.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. What age was Maria when she moved out of her parents' home?マリアが実家を出たのは何歳の時ですか? She was 18 when she moved out. 彼女は18歳の時に実家を出ました。Number 2. According to Maria, how do most college students in America pay for their housing fees while in college? マリアによると、アメリカのほとんどの大学生は在学中にどのように家賃を支払っていますか?Most students either take out student loans to pay for their college housing or work a job while they're attending school. ほとんどの学生は学生ローンを組んで家賃を払うか、学校に通いながら仕事をしていると言いました。Number 3. According to Philip, why don't most college students in Australia move out of their parents' homes until they're 21? フィリップの話によると、なぜオーストラリアではほとんどの大学生は21歳になるまで実家を出ないのでしょうか? Most college students in Australia stay with their family until they're 21 because that's the age when most graduate college. Universities in Australia are typically only in the capital cities, so most students attend universities in or close to their hometowns. オーストラリアではほとんどの大学生は21歳まで実家にいます。なぜなら、多くのオーストラリアの大学は主要な都市にしかないため、ほとんどの学生は地元、または通学ができる範囲の大学に通います。Summary 会話の要約 Maria and Philip discussed the age at which most young people move out of their parents' homes in America and Australia, respectively. In Maria's case, she moved out of her parents' home at age 18, after she graduated high school.マリアとフィリップはアメリカとオーストラリアで実家を出る平均年齢について話します。マリアは高校を卒業した後、18歳で実家を出ました。Maria doesn't know many people who still lived with her family after 18 because most people she knew wanted to go and experience a new life in another part of the country, usually around university. However, she acknowledges that this is starting to change with the younger generation.As it's becoming less financially viable to move out at 18. マリアが知る限り、18歳を過ぎても家族と同居している人はあまりいなかったと言います。彼女の知り合いは、新しい人生を違う州でスタートしたい、特に大学周辺で新しい経験をしたいと思った人が多かったと話します。しかし、18歳で実家を出るのは経済的に難しくなってきているため、この傾向が若い世代の中では変わり始めているとマリアは感じているそうです。Maria says that most American college students, when they move into college housing in their freshman year, will either take out student loans or work a job on the side to pay their housing fees. But working while in college can be challenging, and so Maria thinks more and more students are choosing to live at home to save money.マリアによると、アメリカの大学生のほとんどは、1年生で学生寮に入居する際、学生ローンを組むか、アルバイトなどをして家賃を支払うそうです。しかし、大学在学中に働くことは難しいため、お金を節約するために実家暮らしを選ぶ学生が増えているとマリアは感じています。Philip says that the situation is similar in Australia, as he moved out of his parents' home at age 21, after he graduated college.According to Philip,
universities in Australia are typically located in Australian states' capital cities, and so it makes more sense for Australian college students to choose a university close to them and live with family through their educations rather than travel far away to attend an out-of-state university. フィリップは大学を卒業した後、21歳で実家を出ており、オーストラリアでも似たような状況だと話しています。フィリップによると、一般的にオーストラリアの大学は、オーストラリアの主要都市にあるため、大学生は遠く離れた州外の大学に通うよりも、実家の近くにある大学を選びます。また、実家と一緒に暮らしながら教育を受ける方が理にかなっていると考えられています。
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ Number 1. Move out. 引っ越す Move out は今住んでいる家やアパートから出ていくことを表し、引っ越すを意味します。例えば、私は来月引っ越しますは I'm moving out next month. 私はアパートを出ますは I'm moving out of the apartment と言います。ちなみに新しい家アパートに入居する場合は、move in を使います。例文 I decided to move out of my parents' house and live on my own. 実家を出て一人暮らしをすることにしました。I need to move out of my apartment by the end of the month. 今月中にアパートを引き払わないといけないんです。My kids moved out after they graduated from college.私の子供たちは大学を卒業してから家を出ました。Number 2 Parents House 実家英語では日本語の実家に相当する単語がないため、両親の家を意味する Parents House や Parents Home のように表現することが一般的です。例えば、先月実家を出ましたは I moved out of my parents' home last month と言います。実家に帰るは Go and see one's parents または Visit one's parents と言い今週末実家に帰りますは I'm gonna go and see my parents this weekend または I'm gonna visit my parents this weekend と言います例文 I moved out of my parents' house after I graduated from high school 私は高校を卒業してから実家を出ましたI went and saw my parents last weekend. 先週末、実家に帰りました。How often do you visit your parents? どのぐらいの頻度で実家に帰るんですか ?Number 3. Based in. どこどこを本拠としている。Based in はどこどこに拠点を置いているという意味です。特定の場所や地域を基盤として事業や活動を行うことを示します。この表現は、会社や組織がどこに本拠地を置いているかを表すのによく使われます。例えば、弊社は LA に拠点を置いていますは、Our company is based in LA と言います。例文 Where is your company based in? 御社の拠点はどちらですか ?Our company is based in New York, but we have offices all around the world. 私たちの会社はニューヨークに本社を置いていますが、世界中にオフィスがあります。I'm based in LA, but I go to Japan every other month for work. 私の拠点は LA ですが、仕事の関係で1ヶ月おきに日本に行っています。Number 4.
Save up. 貯金する。Save up は貯金することを意味する表現で、将来何かを購入するためなど、何かしらの目的のために貯金するニュアンスがあります。例えば、新しい車のために貯金していますは、I'm saving up for a new car. 海外留学をするために貯金していますは、I'm saving up to study abroad と言います。Save up for の後には名詞、Save up to の後には動詞がフォローします。例文。I'm saving up for a trip to Europe this summer. この夏、ヨーロッパに行くためにお金を貯めています。I need to start saving up for a house. 家を買うためにお金を貯め始めないといけない。We have been saving up to renovate our kitchen. 私たちはキッチンを改装するためにお金を貯めています。Number 5. Take out a loan. ローンを組む。Take out a loan はローンを組むことを意味し、銀行や金融機関からお金を借りることを表します。例えば、銀行でローンを組んだは、I took out a loan from the bank. 新車を購入するためにローンを組みましたは、I took out a loan to buy a new car と言います。ちなみに、take out には銀行の口座からお金を引き出す意味もあり、例えば、お金を引き出さないといけないと言いたい場合は、I need to take out some money と言います。例文。I took out a loan to start my business. 事業を始めるためにローンを組みました。I had to take out a student loan to pay for my college tuition. 大学の学費を払うために学生ローンを組まなければなりませんでした。Can you swing by the ATM? I need to take out some cash.ATM に寄ってもらえますか？現金を引き出さないといけません。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one, move out. I decided to move out of my parents' house and live on my own. I need to move out of my apartment by the end of the month.My kids moved out after they graduated from college. Number two, parents' house. I moved out of my parents' house after I graduated from high school. I went and saw my parents last weekend. How often do you visit your parents?Number three, based in. Where is your company based in? Our company is based in New York, but we have offices all around the world. I'm based in LA, but I go to Japan every other month for work. Number four.Save up. I'm saving up for a trip to Europe this summer. I need to start saving up for a house. We have been saving up to renovate our kitchen. Number five. Take out a loan. I took out a loan to start my business.I had to take out a student loan to pay for my college tuition. Can you swing by the ATM? I need to take out some cash.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。
Are you guys ready?Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
All right, so what age did you move out of your parents' house? And what do you think is the average for people moving out of their house?
I moved out of my house as soon as I graduated, so I was 18 years old. Sometimes students will stay for the summer until university starts in August, and then they'll move to whatever university town that their school is in. I don't know many people when I was graduating that stayed at home past 18. Most people wanted to get out, and they had a liable reason to leave. Usually universities, you choose a university that's not based in your city. People who are 18, after they graduate, they kind of want to go and experience something new. I think it has shifted more recently in the more recent years. The younger generation, I feel like, is staying at home longer. But that's just my opinion. I have no factual knowledge of that, but just to save money, because it's not really financially stable. So when you go move out, you don't have a huge savings account that you saved up for that moment. Usually you are either taking student loans out to pay for your on-site dorms that people stay in university their freshman year, or students are working while they're in university to pay for their housing. And that starts to create a lot of conflicts if you're working and in school your freshman year. So I think the younger generation is staying home with the parents a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's very similar here too. I mean, I moved out after graduation, so 21, of university. I think in Australia it's different because since our cities, our capital cities are the only ones that have the universities, most people live where they were born and don't really go to another state to go to university because it's too far away. So most people stay at home until they graduate university, which will be in their local area, get a job, and then move out, like what you were saying before.
Awesome job today. After graduating from high school, I left my parents' home to attend college. The college I chose was located 2 hours away from my parents' house, which meant that I had to move out and live on campus. To be honest, I was really excited to leave my parents' house and start my own life. I intentionally chose a college that was far enough away to prevent me from commuting from home. During my first year, I lived in a dorm, and for the remaining 3 years, I rented an apartment with my friends. Since moving out at 18, I have never moved back in with my parents.
お疲れ様です。高校卒業後、大学進学のために実家を出ました。選んだ大学は実家から2時間のところにあったので、実家を出て大学キャンパスで暮らすことになりました。正直なところ、実家を出て自分の人生をスタートさせるのがとても楽しみでした。実家から通学できないように、わざと遠い大学を選びました。最初の1年間は寮に住み、残りの3年間は友人とアパートを借りました。18歳で家を出てからは、一度も実家暮らしには戻っていません。
Looking back, most of my buddies moved out of their parents' homes after finishing high school to attend college. At that time, it felt like the right thing to do. Some of them moved back in with their parents after graduating from college, but eventually, we all found a place of our own by our mid to late 20s. However, times have changed, and in recent years, more and more young people are choosing to stay at home for longer. It seems like the ever-increasing rent prices are playing a significant role in this trend.
思えば、私の仲間のほとんどは高校卒業した後、大学に進学するために実家を出ました。当時はそれが当たり前のように感じていました。中には大学卒業後に実家に戻る友達もいましたが、最終的には20代半ばから後半にかけて、みんな自分の居場所を見つけました。しかし時代は変わり、近年は実家に長くいることを選ぶ若者が増えているようで、家賃がどんどん上がっているのが大きな要因の一つだそうです。
皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。 So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that'll allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、ポッドキャストプラスを忘れずにチェックしてください。ポッドキャストプラスは新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスには、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。
ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細は Hapa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.